What is the most requested thing that people are asking for this year? It is video games and consoles. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Aubrey Quinn. She's the Senior Vice President for Entertainment Software Association. And Aubrey, how many video game players are out there?
One thing we know is that more than 212 million Americans play video games. What's interesting is that when we dig into that a little, as far as video games go, kids want all sorts of different things. So some kids want game consoles. Kids who already have game consoles might be asking for specific games or video game accessories or even things like in-game currency. So I think it's safe to say that moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, you can't go wrong this year with video games. One in three adults say they're planning to buy video games for someone else or themselves this holiday season.
If we're looking at that 10 to 17 age group, what are parents most concerned about? Is it violence? Is it sexual content? What are they objecting to that kids are seeing that they would prefer them not to see?
So think about video games as entertainment. Look for those age ratings, decide what's most appropriate for your family, and then make those choices on what games to bring into your home based on that information.
Are there new video games this year that are hotter than others?
There's really something for everyone, and especially with so many of us carrying around a little mini console in the form of a smartphone in our pocket, it's made gaming incredibly accessible. So depending on what console you have and what type of things you're interested in, there's absolutely going to be a game for you. As I mentioned, I'm a mom of three. My youngest is 10. She was really, really into the new Hogwarts Legacy game that came out this year, as well as the new Legend of Zelda game. My older kids are really big into sports games, and so they were all over the new PGA Tour, the new soccer game, FC from EA, and the new Madden. And what I love about this form of entertainment is that there's a lot of choices. We like to say, because it's true, really there's something for everyone to play.
As an adult, do you play video games?
I do. And you know what? I will say I play them in a couple different ways. I've got a handful of games on my phone. So when I'm sitting in a waiting room, you can often see me playing some mobile gaming apps on my smartphone. But then I also love to play with my kids. And one thing that I have found is really special in playing with my kids is that they get to see mom fail. It's something that they are better than me at, but what they get to witness is me, you know, try to jump, try to make a cliff, try to see, you know, do something new in a new game. And what I'm teaching them is resilience. And so instead of us just sitting next to each other for 2 hours and watching a movie, we're spending our screen time a little differently in my house. We're engaged. We're having conversations. We're coordinating and scheming together on how to pass a level. And it's a very engaging and interactive form of entertainment for families. And there are so many benefits that come for both kids and adults from playing video games. You know, the research shows that video games teach skills like resiliency, communication, problem solving. One of my favorite studies that came out said that video games teaches kids how to learn. And I think that's incredibly cool and powerful.
I can remember when my son was young, the console was right there in the family room. I could always watch what he was watching or what games he had access to. But as you said, now we've got these mini computers that we keep in our hand. I would say a lot of parents probably aren't looking over their kids' shoulders as they're playing some of these games. How do parents exert the control that they probably should for kids of a certain age?
I think what's important to understand is that families have choice. So what might be appropriate for one 16-year-old in one house is not the same as another, right? And I'm not here to cast any judgment, no mom shame from me ever. But also, the video game industry makes sure that parents have control. Virtually every device on which video games can be played offers parental controls. And these controls allow parents to block or limit games in a number of ways. You can block and limit games by age rating. So by setting a control in place, I can make sure that my youngest children only get to play games that are rated E for everyone instead of T for teen or M for mature. Parental controls also allow parents to block or limit the amount of time spent playing or time of day spent playing. So when the time limit runs out, the console shuts down or the game closes. Parental controls also allow you to control or prevent spending.
Finally, Aubrey, where can we learn more?
So I want all parents and families to have fun this holiday season playing with their kids. You can learn more and answer your questions about video games and player safety by either visiting the ESA's website, which is theesa.com, theesa.com, or go check out ESRB.org. The ESRB is the one that does the ratings and the descriptors. They have a great family gaming guide on their website. It'll make every parent and caregiver feel confident bringing games into their home this season.
Aubrey Quinn, thank you so much for joining us today and have a great holiday season.
Same to you. Thanks. Bye.